In the case of nuclear or radiological fallout, people living around potential targets. You shouldn't leave your shelter until officials say so.
This is the emergency broadcast system. This is not a test. Repeat, this is not a test. Citizens are advised to take the following steps. Stay alert to news media events or local emergency alert notifications.
Previously on The Big Red Button, this wonderful audio drama starring yours truly.
Like a mutated dandelion through the cracked ground of an abandoned parking lot. And this three-headed dandelion is called Dustridge.
I'm Jake Winger. I grew up in a vault.
I never got to finish my novel. They were bestsellers. They were New York Post bestsellers.
The name is Godfrey. G-O-T-F-R-E-E. To commemorate my liberation from that municipal prison.
You hear the bells ringing. Randall looks alarmed, and he pulls out a shotgun. Boys, if you want to earn your keep, let's go. That means that there's somebody here. Three raiders come running around the corner, heading in their direction.
What are you guys doing down here? We had a truce.
Godfrey springs to action.
Mayor Evelyn, I've got his nose. I've got his nose.
I'm shaken, but I'm not stirred.
Just a day in the part, day in the life. I decide to go up to one of the raiders, and then I take my ironing pin and I just whack him upside the head.
And he misses!
As I run for my life, I say to myself I should have used a frying pan.
And I drive the buzzsaw into his thoracic cavity.
Oh my.
I think I kinda like this guy.
You son of a rusty bucket!
I've got a lot going on right now.
So much so that I haven't really landed on a voice for the man. So Randall pivots. He raises his shotgun and he pulls the trigger, and the raider flies in chunks.
What the heck was that about? Where did they come from?
And so as you guys are talking, you hear a shot ring out. A surprising scene, because you see the sheriff standing there with his pistol in his hand, has shot, and the raider is laying there writhing in pain, but they're smiling through bloody teeth.
Why are you guys here? What brought you guys from the north? You guys never come down here. We had an agreement.
And the raider, laughing, spits in his face. And he says,
you fools, we are many, and soon you will be consumed like the rest.
Godfrey inspects the body, and he realizes that the raider is wearing some sort of long duster type jacket, but it's made out of the skin of humans.
I'm afraid that there's more to this, but I need you guys to go recon for me and figure out what's going on up north.
I mean, there was just a lot of funny stuff happening. I was just hitting record for posterity.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was clicking it. I was vibing. I was ready. Still ready.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Big Red Button Podcast. When we last left you, we had just discovered some maniac clothed in human leather and human jerky, eaten creep, dead on the ground.
It's low carb, though.
Low carb.
Keto friendly.
Oh, lordy. And our sheriff of Dustridge has sent us out to chit chat with Crazy Carl, who's just north of the city. So the three of us, Godfrey, the Mr. Handy Robot, Houston McKinley, the renowned author who has been in a cycle of 200 years of writer's block, and Jake Winger, the vault dweller who has been gaslit to a point that he cannot trust anything, are now off to visit Crazy Carl.
That's an electric light, not a gaslight. And we're so disgusted. So disgusted by the carnivorous activity. Meanwhile, I watch
the carnivorous activity or cannibalistic activity.
What?
Or
I mean, it's still meat, yes. but I'll watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse with my 5-year-old and a cow was eating a hot dog and no one's talking about it. And I'm upset.
And while you're like on the topic of Mickey Mouse's clubhouse, what is the difference between Pluto and Goofy? They're both dogs. What's going on in this world?
It's who's like, the rules are made up and the points don't matter.
And doesn't Donald wear pants?
Or Winnie the Pooh. Or Winnie the Pooh. I'm very concerned.
Well, he's a stuffed animal. That makes sense. Donald is a real anthropomorphic duck. Like, he should be wearing pants.
See, with a duck, a duck doesn't dangle. A duck, it's tucked in like a, it shoots like a gun. Yeah.
Oh.
In the Navy. Well.
All right. So.
Now that we've pushed the red button of chaos, now to push the red button of nuclear waste.
Hi, everybody. I'm public domain now.
I got to figure out how to shoehorn Steamboat Willie into this somehow. Just not today. All right. So. I thought that was like on a video somewhere. That was legit.
No, that was me. That was me.
Are we ready?
As I'll ever
so
be.
Ready.
I want you to pull a hammy. All right. So you guys have just got done talking to the sheriff and you head to the east and a little north. There's a little shack that you see right on the edge of Dust Ridge. And that is where Crazy Carl likes to spend his time by himself whiling away. In his little patches of vegetables and razor wheat, intending to what few Brahmin he can keep alive.
So I walk over from our scrap heap to the east of town, and we walk along the main road, cross the razor wheat fields, and I see Carl over on my right, and his robot Phyllis on the left. Hey Carl, hey Phyllis, how's it going today?
Carl takes an uneasy glance over his shoulder and sees you guys approaching, and he kind of gets between you and Phyllis. And Phyllis looks a little worse for the wear. If Godfrey, would you mind doing a little roll for us? Perfect. We were pairing that with your intelligence and science, which was 10. You nailed it. Plus, you rolled a 1, which means you get an action point that you guys can use for later.
Heck yeah. Way to go,
Godfrey. Combat dice.
Godfrey.
What was I doing to roll?
Oh, I didn't tell you that part because it's a surprise until you spring the trap. So, Godfrey, being the robot that he is, took a peek at Phyllis.
Hello.
Robot to robot, trying to figure out what's going on. And he realizes that Phyllis is not operational at this point. She has been powered down, and it looks like she's missing power. Like, she does not have a power core stuck in her at all. So she's completely powered down and can't be used at all at this point.
Oh, no. I'm going to break the fourth wall for a minute. I feel a fetch quest coming on, which if you've ever played a video game at all, I have this sneaking suspicion that Carl's going to send me somewhere to go get a power unit for Phyllis. But hey, you know, that's just me breaking the fourth wall.
Who's to say?
He is Jake. I don't know any of that.
Master Carl, are you aware that your robot does not have a power core?
Could you please step away from Phyllis? She's quite special to me, and I don't like robots, humans, or otherwise getting that close to her. If you would, thank you, appreciate it. What can I do for y'all coming over here in my little domicile? I ain't been bothering nobody.
No, I get that. Yeah. So the sheriff sent us over here. So we're going on a trip up north.
Some might call it a fetch quest.
And so he just said it might be a good idea for us to chat with you before we leave. I don't really know. Maybe you can help us out.
I don't know what I could do for you. I mean, all I do is sit up here and, you know, tend to my crops and send some y'all's way whenever I get enough to spare, or if I get an extra a Brahmin to survive. But that's about it. What is it that he has y'all doing anyways? I heard a bunch of ruckus over at y'all's direction.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about that. You know, it was nothing. Just some raiders that were caught causing a scene. No big
ruckus
deal.
Is kind of an overstatement.
Easy, Houston.
I was going to inquire if your auditory senses were indeed functioning, Mr. Carl, because you obviously heard what was happening. Does a gunshot sound different to a human than it does a robot?
Godfrey's kind of he's over exaggerated. There was just a couple shots fired, you know, in general. Basically, the sheriff wants us to go up north and just check in on the raiders up there, right? Right, guys?
Right.
It's now the time to tell him that we found a cannibal.
No!
A cannibal?
No.
What?
Shut out your bucket of bolts.
What now? Hold on now. Yo, what are y'all bringing over to my... I ain't bothered nobody, and I don't want nobody bringing no drama. I don't want y'all bringing no danger over here.
The robot said cannonballs.
No, I'm pretty sure I said cannibal. There were teeth, meat. This jacket was made out of human flesh.
It's human flesh is what he's saying.
Now listen here, if y'all are gonna be bringing stuff over here, I ain't got a whole lot to offer. I mean, look at me. I ain't even got enough meat on my bones to go around.
Carl, I'm sorry. Listen, I didn't want to freak you out. Why would the sheriff have sent us your way in the first place? Do you have any idea as to why we should be, you know, why he thought it would be a good idea for us to chat with you before we head up north?
I ain't got a clue. I mean, I used to live up north, but that's been years and years ago.
Okay. Well, what can you tell us?
I mean, as you guys know, Harrison is covered in raiders, but they leave us alone. We leave them alone. Every once in a while, they may even step down this way just looking to trade a little bit. And there's some, you know, super mutants further up north than that. But they don't ever come down this way. It's pretty quiet up there. There's a couple outposts, a couple villages. But that's it. I ain't been up there in probably, I don't know, 10 years. I ain't seen nothing. I mean, there's that guy that's been coming down here for the last couple days asking some questions. But he don't ask any different questions than anybody else does.
Sorry. Go back. What guy? What guy was it that's been coming down here?
Oh, there's a nice gentleman. He came down here asking if we had anything to trade or asking what we do down this way. He said he was kind of new in town, looking to see if, you know, if there's any opportunities.
Sure. Yeah. Did you catch his name?
No, he never gave me his name, but I never gave him mine neither. What, you know, little information as possible. Keep everything, you know, copacetic between all of us.
Was he wearing anything identifying or... Eating anything odd looking by chance?
No, I did ask him if he was hungry and he said that he wasn't. I asked him if he was coming down here to trade for food because, you know, food's scarce. And he said he didn't have any reason to come down here and trade for food, that he was just fine in that department. Kind of didn't really say what he wanted to trade for or what he was looking for, just... looking for opportunity is what he said.
Yeah.
Also, excellent use of the word copacetic.
Why, thank you very much.
I've been traveling with an author who's been ruminating on the English language for over 200 years, and it's refreshing to actually hear. Well,
you know, I had once upon a time had my dear Phyllis here when she was alive and well. She would verse me on all kinds of words and phrases and sayings of the like, and I can tell you that I have a bigger vocabulary, gooder than most. she has gone dark on me, and it has been a sad time.
The butchery of the English language is a travesty.
I don't know a travis, but it. I mean, you can't butcher my Brahmin for sure.
Carl, I have an idea. If you could point us in the direction of the guy who came down here asking questions, maybe we could find some parts to fix up Phyllis. Would that be a fair trade in your eyes?
Well, sure, that would be fantastic. Me and Phyllis have been, we had parted ever since she has gone dark, and I do tell you, I have missed her company, and I have missed, you know, having her as a traveling partner and someone to just share life with. I would be much obliged.
Yeah.
if you could find that. The gentleman that came down here, he looked like he was from way up north. He was dressed very warm, had a very long coat on. Looked very nice. You know, not just standard wastelander coat material. He kept it, looked nice and oiled, you know?
So wait, was it a leather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was thick leather. Looked very nice. Looked, you know, lined. Looked like he had really went to the hard works to keep this thing the way it was. And as he left, I could see, I don't know if it was angel wings on the back of his coat or what it was, but it just gave me a nice feeling in my stomach, you know? Like, this guy is an okay guy.
Mr. Wigger, is that by chance the person that we murdered not too far from here?
Okay, well, for one, the sheriff murdered him.
Godfrey, shut your trap.
And second of all, it's not really murder if it's done by the law, I guess, if my recollection is right. But anyway, yeah, it kind of sounds like the cannibal guy.
You shot this fine gentleman?
Oh, no, I didn't.
The sheriff. So here's the thing. Carl, it sounds like that was the cannibal that we found over there.
You don't say. You have any proof?
You said wings looking thing on the back he was wearing. Could it have been antlers by chance instead? Is that maybe what you saw?
I haven't seen antlers like that before, but I guess if you're a poor artist, perhaps. I mean, rad stags don't have antlers like that, but who's to say? Is there really any Vincent Van Goghs among us anymore?
Plus, I analyzed the sequence of deoxyribonucleic acid of the
Watch your mouth.
Dried flesh that was in his pocket, and there's no denying it was Homo sapien. I do believe he was a cannibal.
So, Carl, I think you were trading with the cannibal. Did he say what town up north he came from? I mean, I know Harrison is where a lot of the raiders have made camp. We were sent by the sheriff to figure this out. Did he say anything about maybe, you know, Camp Maple further north? Or did he say anything about, you know, the raiders further north? Or Mitten Point? Anything of that, you know?
Right, he never said anything about the specifics. He was just dressed for cold weather. And it's cold here, but it's not that cold. And I just kind of assumed, like I said, he didn't ask a lot of questions. I didn't ask a lot of questions. If you're here to trade, then trade. If not, then be on your way. And he, like I said, he seemed like a nice enough guy. That's kind of shook me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have a sit down here. I wish Phyllis was here to bounce some things off of.
You've been a good neighbor so far. I think we will look for some parts for Phyllis on our way to the north.
I would really appreciate it. I mean, maybe she could have some information. Who knows? Who's to say? But I would really appreciate it if you boys...
When was the last time Phyllis was awake and active?
Oh, it's been probably a year ago since she's been, you know, shut down.
Would she have met the cannibal?
I wouldn't think so. She traveled with me for a long time, so I wouldn't think she would, but maybe deep down in those nuts and bolts, she just has some information that could point us in the right direction or point you boys... Because, I mean, she's way smarter than I am. You see, I can barely even grow crops. She was really the brains of this operation.
Yes, the quality of your produce is quite poor.
I do what I can.
Godfrey, chill.
Radiation really does a number on razor weed.
Master Wingo, is this one of those situations that you have previously labeled as awkward?
Yes, your bucket of bolts.
My apologies.
Do you remember when we told you we don't say everything that immediately hits your processors? This is one of those moments.
I do wish that you would develop some sort of signal when I'm supposed to keep my, how did you phrase it, yap shut.
Yeah, that is how I phrase it. Well, Carl, thank you for filling us in. Godfrey, do you know when you analyze Phyllis what parts she needs? Or do you have a list, Carl?
Should I roll for intelligence?
Do it.
Perception, maybe? You roll two, so...
Yeah, that works. So, you definitely, just at a passing glance, realize that she's missing her capacitor. So she is just...
Okay.
Doesn't have power.
All right, so we just need to get a new power unit for Phyllis, and hopefully we'll be back in business.
Well, I sure do appreciate you, boys. You stay safe out there, okay? And if you ever need some razor weed or, you know, some Brahmin steaks, you come back here, okay?
Will do. And the next time you see somebody in a strange leather coat that has human ears and noses baked into it, please let us know.
Run away.
Wait, I know the answer to this. Shoot him.
No, well, I mean...
Shoot him.
That was not the correct response.
Maybe. Okay. Thank you again,
Carl. I do have so much to learn.
Come on, Godfrey. Come on. This way.
See you guys later.
Yes, Master, I'm coming.
Phyllis, it's nothing to be worried about. I don't know. Okay, just shh.
Hey, guys, I have an idea. I think we should go talk to those mercenaries down there who are tending to the cattle, see if maybe they can give us, you know, a few extra things before we head out. They're probably the best equipped, and then maybe the mayor will throw some stuff our way because, you know, we're trying to help out the whole town. What do you guys think?
I do advise that we go talk to the mayor because of all of you that I have met, she does seem to have the biggest amount of altruism, and so she would want the benefit of the community. And I do believe her support would be quite welcome.
And on our way, we'll go talk to these mercenaries who are hanging out.
Yes, of course, Master Winger, because it's what Master Winger wants to do. So let's stop there first.
It's on the way.
I'm starting to like you there, you rust bucket.
Thank you. And the status of my current metal alloys is quite impeccable. I've been locked in a vault, not out in this wasteland for 200 years.
So I walk into the Brahmin pen, and there's a trader on the right and a mercenary on the left. So I'm going to talk to the trader first, who's over here on the right.
Okay.
Hey, so does he have a name, or is it just trader?
You don't know his name. So you can.
Hey, man. I know we've been in town. You know, we've just kind of crossed paths here and there. But I know you saw this big kerfuffle out here with the raiders, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna stay here much longer. If this is how it's gonna be, is it always like this here?
It's not. And so that's why I was actually coming to talk to you. The sheriff is sending me and Houston over there and Godfrey, our big hovering friend.
Hello.
They're sending us to go check out what the heck's going on. So I was wondering if, just as part of the community, you might be able to spare just a few supplies. You know, I'd be happy to get some supplies out there, some scrap or scavenge some things. Anything you'd be willing to spare for us right now?
I can't give you anything for free, but if you want to buy something,
sure,
by all means, I don't mind taking some caps in order to give you some wares. What is it you're looking for? I've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So, I mean, is there something you're looking for in particular? I mean, it's not much. I don't think I have anything for your robot buddy over here, but you can might check with the two guys across the street. One of those guys might have some robo parts.
Okay, awesome. Cool. We'll go talk to your friends for Godfrey. What do you have available that I might be able to buy off of you?
I've got some ammo. I've got a couple pipe pistols if you're interested in that. I got probably a knife and a baseball bat. A couple stim packs if you're looking at some stim packs. I got some food and water.
Okay. What would you do for a friend for a stim pack? How much do you want?
For a stim pack? Let's see here.
I mean, we're about to go really face down, you know, some of these raiders. Obviously I'm not asking for free, but, you know, the community discount, you know. What can you do for me?
You know, aren't we all facing some raiders, you know? Like, they're everywhere. I mean, that's not really a big deal. Oh, going after some raiders. Also, they're kind of
like, don't tell them.
Friendly raiders up there too. So,
Master Winger, what is this stim pack you're referring to?
You know how we get you the robo repair kits?
Oh,
it's
yes.
Like a human repair kit, basically.
Oh, don't your systems have like built-in mechanisms to do their own repairs?
They don't always work too good when you got a bullet in them. So
yeah.
How much do you want first impact?
Listen, they cost 50. They're 50 caps a piece.
How about
50 caps a piece, Master Winger? I only have 10.
You have 10?
I do believe so, yes.
We may need to put our caps to better use, so I think we'll go talk to the guy for Godfrey first. And right. If I've got some caps to spare and throw around, I'll come back and see
you. All right, well, you guys, good luck. Don't die, I guess. See you all later.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, real. Yeah, what a dick. He didn't even help at all. I mean,
my name's not Dick.
Oh, hey, yo, no, I was well outside the pen. He couldn't have heard me that far away.
It's got a fence, not a wall.
Excuse me, Master Winger. He told you not to die. That seems like one of the best salutations that he could offer you.
Well, we're going to teach you about this thing called sarcasm. All right, so is this the merchant that'll help out Godfrey on our left over here, or is it the guy on the right?
There is one way to find out. Hello, I am a robot.
Oh, geez.
Do you have anything that would help me?
maybe why don't you stay on the other side of the counter? On that side, there you go.
Godfrey.
There we go.
I'm sorry, he doesn't understand personal space all that well.
Little less intense. Give him some space.
Let's try it again, Godfrey. Like we practice, first introduce yourself. Sorry, he's new at this.
It's okay.
Hello. I am Godfrey. It is pronounced in the traditional King's English.
No, G-O-D-F-R-E. Stop it, Godfrey.
Okay.
Just stop it. Hello, my name is Godfrey. Got it?
Hello, my name is Godfrey.
All right, now pause. Wait, let him.
Hello, Godfrey. Are you broken? You okay over there?
Are we all broken in this world?
He was trapped in a bank vault for the entirety of all of this, and we've only had him for the past couple weeks, so he's still learning the ropes. We're trying to get him brought up to speed, so I'm sorry, but we're getting there.
It's okay, I guess, but what can I do you for, you and your brand new robo friend over there? I mean, everything we sell here is on the up and up.
We were told that you may have parts for repair of robotic individuals and their kind.
So robot repair kit, that's what you're looking for? Because we do have those. We've got robot repair kits, we've got flamer fuel, we've got, you know, just a little bit of everything. Everything's above board, though, okay? Like, we don't have anything shady, nothing.
No, I get that. Yeah. All right, how much do you want for a robot repair kit, though? I don't know if you heard all the chaos earlier, but basically the mayor and the sheriff are, you know, they hand-selected the three of us to go figure out what's going on, so I'm, you know.
What do you mean, what's going on?
You didn't hear the gunshots and the raiders?
Raiders are raiders. Gunshots happen all the time.
I'm seriously concerned about the auditory senses of these fleshy human beings around here.
I saw it over there, but, like, yeah, it's over now, right?
Give me two seconds. All right, hey, and I'm whispering here, so I'm trying to get out of earshot of him.
I got you.
Okay, so I come over here. Guys, do we tell them about the cannibal thing, or do we... Would that cause a panic?
I probably wouldn't do that.
You would, or would
I probably wouldn't tell them about the cannibals until we're.
Now, yeah, remember, the sheriff did say, "Don't tell anybody." I don't remember.
He did.
I don't know if you guys remember that part. Did say, "Keep it on the down low."
I know it feels like a week ago, but the sheriff did say that.
Okay. All right. So I walk back over and I go, "Listen, I don't want to pull that card, but we're actually deputies of the sheriff. I can go get Sheriff Iron a hand right now if you want to confirm that, but I was just hoping that maybe because everything is on the up and up," and I turn back and I wink at the other two, "because everything's on the up and up, maybe, you know, you could work a discount for three deputies of the sheriff."
Three, yeah, let's... You guys really cops?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I will go get the sheriff so we, that
no,
we can
no, no,
confirm
no, no.
this.
You don't have to do that. What are you, some kind of RoboCop? Get back over here. We don't need to bring law enforcement into this, okay?
RoboCop. That's a great idea for a book. I'll have to write that down.
What's a book? So anyway, all right. I tell you what. I'll do half. I'll do half.
You'll do half. Okay.
I'll sell you a robot repair kit for half.
Master Wingo, both you and this traitor's cortisol levels are currently spiking. What is happening in this interaction?
Hush.
Oh, is this one of those scenarios where I need to stop making noise?
Levels, are you checking me for... I haven't taken anything I'm not supposed to, okay?
When we're done with this conversation, Godfrey, we're going to work on what's called a safe word. You know how Randy and I had that word that... Let me know when so-
In our previous scenario, I requested some sort of signal whenever I needed
hey, Godfrey,
to stop.
Hey, Godfrey?
Yes.
What's that over there in the street? Do you see that yellow line over
Ooh.
There?
Ooh. Ooh, let me go check it out.
Yeah. All right.
And
how much
I
do you want? This is beautiful. All right. So how much do you want for a robot repair kit?
I can do 24.
24? All right.
I sell them to everyone else for 48. I'll sell them to you for 24.
Sounds like a good
deal.
Houston, what do you got on you?
He's got 35.
He's got 35. And Godfrey has 10, but we know he can collect more caps. So we take all 10 from Godfrey. Okay, so between the three of us, we have plenty to cover it. And I think it's important that we get Godfrey. Hey, Godfrey, you can come back over here, buddy.
Yes, Master Winger, those uh-huh. yellow lines in the road, I don't know if you are aware, those are common.
Yeah.
On certain, metropolitan roadways to delineate
yeah.
where
yeah, they
the
are.
Vehicles are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. So, from everything I learned in the vault, they made sure that cars stayed on the sides of the yellow. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
hey,
I do
you
forget
give
your
this man over here, can you give him... 10 caps, please?
Well, of course I can't. I collect caps, and it's my yeah. entire inventory.
Good job. Yeah, do that.
Also,
I collect them. It is my entire inventory.
Well, I know, but we're going to get you more because you're really good at it.
Oh, I forget.
It's like
this
a
is
game.
The
yeah.
currency of this wasteland.
Right. Yes, yes.
Oh, all right. I don't know why my circuits had to imprint on this to collect, but here you are, sir.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Mr. Trader here.
Yeah.
Listen, I know we're giving you some cash and you're doing me a favor, but I feel like I can do you a favor too. I've got some weapons here, and I feel like I could give you the weapons to cover the rest of the cash. How would that work for you?
Listen, I'm up to buy and sell anything and everything. So what do you got?
Nice. I've got a couple pipe guns, and remind me, are the road leathers specific to the raiders up north?
They are semi-official raider garb.
Okay. I'm going to hold on to those for now, pending how much he's willing to give me for some pipe guns.
Godfrey, becoming utterly bored with the situation, goes over into a corner and starts to try and... In vain, wipe this ominous stain off the floor.
Listen, I can do 10. I can do 10 on each.
10 on each?
I can do 20 caps altogether, yeah.
And that would bring us down to just 4 caps, right?
Yeah.
That we
yeah,
owe you?
That's true.
All right, Houston, pay the man. 4 caps.
Sure, whatever.
There we go. And our floating friend over here will take 1 robot repair kit. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Glad you're doing business with
Don't me. Say I never did anything nice for you.
Yeah, I have never uttered that in my life.
What do you guys say we go talk to the mayor and see if she can throw us a couple bones before we hit the road?
As I have said before, I think she is a fine, upstanding denizen of this current establishment. Well... I run as much as my floating thrusters would carry me.
So we walk across the street to the east, where we come across the town hall. And so I walk inside, and I see Mayor Evelyn sitting there. Hey, Mayor, how's it going? How are you?
So the mayor looks up, worried. because of the events that have just transpired. And so she greets you.
What can I do for you boys? The sheriff came in here and he talked to me.
And I don't have a good Mayor Evelyn voice, so that's going to have to be edited out. So
the sheriff came in here and talked to me, and he told me you guys were heading up north on a scouting run. So why are you still here?
So we had to go see Crazy Carl first. You know, the guy who grows all the razor grain.
Oh, yes. I'm well aware of Mr. Carl.
I know. And the bathtub hooch. I know. Listen, he's trying to get his stuff together. But he told us that he may or may not have, he may have traded with the cannibal. Might have.
What? Have you told the sheriff this? Why is Carl not in jail?
Well, he didn't know any different. All he knew was this guy from the north who was dressed in all these warm jackets came down and was asking to trade. So I don't think Carl had any idea ahead of time.
Are you telling me, is this one of the scenarios which I tried to mention the cannibal?
Yeah, yes, the mayor is, she's in charge of everything. She knows.
Yeah, you haven't been telling people, have you?
No.
I know. The sheriff's already been here. And so I have been briefed and I have been informed. But also, we don't want to cause a panic. So you haven't told anyone, have you?
Yes, I told Crazy Carl.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Godfrey may have let it slide that to Carl, you know.
So the sheriff picked you guys to go.
Uh-huh.
And scout potential cannibals. And you guys haven't been able to go 2 hours without telling everyone that we had a cannibal in our midst.
Wait, we didn't tell everyone. We didn't tell everyone. And the sheriff sent us to Carl first. So it was the sheriff's idea that we go talk to him. He didn't know who he was trading with, and he wasn't willing to tell us why this guy came down here. So it just came up organic. Well, not organically. It was a robot that said it. So what's the opposite of organic?
Mechanically.
Inorganic.
I think it's unorganic.
Unorganic. Oh, dear.
The poor English language.
It just came up. So anyways, we know that it's going to get real dicey up there. I'm wondering if you got anything that you can spare before we head out.
On our fetch quest.
Mayor Evelyn, if I may.
Yes.
I have a vast array of sensors on board my person. I have mass spectral analyses, I have olfactory, I have optic, I have auditory sensors. I have been around the current inhabitants of what you call a society, and I have never witnessed someone with more altruism, with more compassion for her fellow man than I have with you. I float beside Master Winger day in and day out. And quite frankly, the cortisol stench every time he lies his way out of something is atrocious. However, you, my dear, are a breath of fresh air in this radioactive wasteland.
Are you trying to seduce the mayor, Godfrey?
I haven't seen that much of a kiss up since the 1950s.
Can I roll persuasion, please?
I'm going to need you to roll a persuasion. So 5 in charisma, 1 for speech. So you have to get a 6.
Oh my goodness. What is it? A 12.
I roll twice, right?
Yeah,
you roll twice,
again.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
17.
A 17.
The mayor just puts her head in her hand. And shakes it and looks at Godfrey and says,
"What are you getting at, robot?"
"I am merely making observation. I will retire to this chair."
"So what is it that you're doing in my office? I thought you guys had already left, to be honest."
"Here's the thing. When we initially were going out, it was just going to be raiders, right? And then we ran into the guy with the human jacket, right? And that seemed like a bit more than what we were initially doing up north. So I'm just wondering if you can spare anything for our trip."
"Needless to say, we're scared."
"Oh, I think we're all scared, to be honest. But I can do 2 diluted stim packs, and I can do 1 box of 5 bullets, your choice of what caliber bullets, but that's all I can do. But you guys need to go in and come back. It's a recon mission. You don't need to go fight the raiders. We just need to know what happened.
Good grief. Is this entire society built on violence and recovering from violence?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
It's not our choice, but this is where we are. So is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Okay. Now, you come back with good intel. I'll see what else we can do. But this is all I can do right now. I need you guys to get in and get out and figure out what's going on. So, Houston, here's the 2 stim packs. They're just diluted, okay? These aren't regular stim packs. Stim packs are expensive and hard to come by. This is for my personal medicine cabinet. This is all I really have. So what kind of bullets do you guys need?
Mayor Alvilin, you're the best. You won't regret this. I need 10 millimeter, please and thank you.
I work in municipalities.
I could use a 38 caliber.
All right, so I'll give each of you 5 of your ammo. So please come back. Hopefully not used any of it, but come back as soon as
Mayor
possible.
Mayor Evelyn, you won't regret this. You're the best. This is why I voted for you last fall. You were the only person on the ballot, but that's why I voted for you. That's why.
We have a small population, and nobody wants this job anyway, so just please come back, okay? Be safe.
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Good news.
Thank you.
Good news.
Bye-bye.
Small town politics are hard enough.
Okay. All right. Well, that went better than expected. Also, is anybody going to clean up these bodies? You've just been sitting here this whole time, right outside their office.
Horrendous.
The dogs get them.
Wait, you can smell?
Game Master, have we searched all 3 of these bodies already?
You did. That's where you found the pistols and such.
Ah, okay. That's right.
Alrighty, boys. I think we've got everything we need to head out on a successful recon mission. Anybody else got ideas before we head north?
I have one. Don't. But no one listens to me, so let's go.
Oh, don't go. Okay. Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's not an option.
We kind of have to.
Yeah.
We got to save what's left of this rust bucket.
I feel like have to is relative in the current situation, but oh well, here we go.
To the north.
To the north.
We're off like a herd of mute turtles.
All right, so our small band of scrappy scavengers are setting out on a quest, if you will, to find information and to see what's out there in this scary wasteland.
Are they going to run in? Rebuild Phyllis. That's probably the most important thing.
Perhaps rebuild Phyllis? Maybe fetch a capacitor or two? Who's to say? Will they stumble upon a merry band of raiders? Will they stumble upon cannibals munching on their friends? Who knows? But we will find out on the next episode of The Big Red Button.
Yeah.
Well, I am Godfrey.
I'm Houston.
I'm Jake.
And I am your overseer. And we will see you next time.